Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Long displaced people who had fled southern Lebanon are now returning to their homes amid celebrations hours after a ceasefire was signed between Israel and the militant group Hamas. After 14 months of fighting, the ceasefire appears to be holding. Weather, traffic, and a shortage of air traffic controllers could all be factors at the nation's airports today.
This will be one of the worst traveling days leading up to Thanksgiving and overall this holiday season. Per AAA, 80 million people will travel at least 50 miles.
ABC's Shanti Lands in New Jersey. The incoming border czar visiting the Texas border along with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Tom Holman, promising those mass deportations will take place.
We're not waiting to January. We're already talking. We're already planning. We're going to put a plan in place and secure this nation at the highest level it's ever seen.
Most experts say the threatened tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada and China as promised by the Trump administration will lead to price increases. This is ABC News. Fresh allegations against a Utah mom accused of killing her husband.
New evidence claims Corey Richens, the Utah mother who wrote a children's book about coping with grief after allegedly killing her husband, tried to buy fentanyl from multiple sources before his death. Prosecutors say she used fentanyl to poison Eric Richens in 2022. She's now awaiting trial. Search warrants unsealed yesterday claim Richens asked her handyman for fentanyl weeks before Eric's death.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Money trouble for Rudy Giuliani.
The reality is, I have no cash. It's all tied up. So right now, if I wanted to call a taxi cab, I can't do it. I don't have a credit card. I don't have a checking account.
Giuliani speaking outside a hearing over the $148 million that he owes to a pair of Georgia election workers for defaming them. The judge reprimanding Giuliani for not turning over assets. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's the week of Thanksgiving, so you're a little busy. Here's something you can check off your list. Holiday shopping at Macy's. Because Black Friday is happening right now, you don't have to wait until Friday to get the season's best savings on the best gifts. You don't even have to wait until the end of this message. Head over to Macy's now and save big. If you go to Macy's.com, you can get your gift shipped for free when you spend $25 or more. That's one less thing on your to-do list. Exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A plea deal in a fatal 2023 Milwaukee armored truck robbery. 32-year-old Colby Logan reached a plea deal Monday on multiple charges, including felony murder armed robbery. Logan was the getaway driver after guard Scott B. was shot outside a Milwaukee bank. B. died 12 days later. Conditions have reportedly improved at Wisconsin's youth prisons. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says the federal monitor at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools noted an improvement in staff and resident attitudes, as well as fewer safety concerns following the death of a counselor earlier this year. And preliminary numbers show a slight decrease in harvest numbers over the opening weekend of the gun deer hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the late start to the season may have played a factor. The agency added there were no firearm-involved hunting incidents reported opening weekend. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Ready for the best Black Friday prices on household essentials? You'll find them at Fleet Farm. Doors open Friday at 5 a.m. with a free plush penguin for the first 500. Then enjoy great deals like KT Basic Blend Bird Seed for just $9.99. Diamond Crystal Softener Salt is on sale for $3.99 a bag. And premium hardwood fuel pellets are only $4.99 a bag. Plus, if you can't wait, early Black Friday shopping starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. online only. Only at Fleet Farm. Ready for the best Black Friday prices guaranteed? You'll find them at Fleet Farm. Doors open Friday at 5 a.m. with a free plush penguin for the first 500. Then enjoy great deals like a Blackstone griddle with free cover and accessories for just $199.99. A Milwaukee Packout toolbox system with free organizer is only $229.97. Plus, take 30% off all in-store footwear. And if you can't wait, early Black Friday shopping starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. Online only. Only at Fleet Farm.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with a few flurries by later this afternoon. Our high 33 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow cloudy, breezy with flurries. 27 our high on Thanksgiving Day by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high of only 18. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmanuel Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmanuel got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmylou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. I pulled into the shopping center and saw a little boy wrapped around the legs of his mother. Like ice cream melting, they embraced years of bad decisions running down her face. All morning I'd been thinking my life's so hard, and they wore everything they owned, living in a car. Okay, but I just got in my Suburban and I drove away. And I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. Dream about my old man. I'm 10 years old and he's holding my hand. We're talking on the front porch, watching the sun go down, but it was just a dream. He was a slave to his job and he couldn't be around. So many things I want to say to him, but I just placed a rose on his grave and I talked to the wind. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry, don't cry. Sitting here with my kids and my wife and everything that I hold dear in my life. We say grace and thank the Lord, got so much to be thankful for. Then it's up the stairs and off to bed, and my little girl says, I haven't had my story yet. And everything weighing on my mind disappears just like that when she lifts her head off her pillow and says, I love you, Dad. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. They say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry, don't cry.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, I lied. I couldn't leave you if I tried. Sometimes I get lost out on this sad old town, and every bridge I cross just turns me upside down. And every stumbling step I take back to your side, it hurts me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rodney Crowell and I Couldn't Leave You If I Tried here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens, quiet weather for the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. And we'll have more details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Gary Crawford also in this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving. National Farmers Union released their updated farmer's share of the food dollar for items typically enjoyed for Thanksgiving. Okay, for that turkey, the farmer receives 6 cents. You might be paying approximately $2.42 a pound for the 10 pounds of russet potatoes. You might be paying at the grocery store $6.99. The farmer gets $1.22. Stuffing in a box, $4.39. The farmer gets 7 cents. How about that pumpkin pie? Might cost you $4.29, and the farmer gets 14 cents. What about that boneless ham? 2 pound boneless ham could be approximately $15.98. That's what it'll cost you. The farmer gets $1.28. Those dinner rolls, well, that dozen or 18 ounces or 18 dinner rolls, $3.99. That'll cost you at the store potentially, and the farmer gets 10 cents. That again, coming from the National Farmers Union and their farmers' share of the food dollar. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the Irish countryside, and with me today is Dr. Enda Neville of Celtic Sea Minerals. Enda, glad to have you with us. Most of the milk is going to manufacturing. Very little is going to liquid or what we call fluid milk production.
Yes, we have over 1.6 million dairy cows in the island here of Ireland. We have only 5 million people. We produce a lot more milk than our people require, so we export about 90% of our milk production, hence why most of it goes into manufacturing. So that's why we had a system here of manufacturing milk, cheese production, a lot of butter production, and then in recent years more kind of higher value protein isolates and different whey and skim based products.
We're here at the University College Dublin Lions Farm, and today we learned a lot from Dr. Finbar Mulligan.
Yes, part of the EU regulations, there's a big push on reducing chemical nitrogen output on pastures over the last number of years, so we probably reduced that by about 20% in the last 3 to 4 years. There's a big push on trying to reduce chemical application, and it's been a real challenge because our pasture-based systems require a decent amount of nitrogen fertilizer to make them grow or maximize the amount of grass we grow and the amount of milk we can produce from grass. So it's been a real challenge and a real shift in mindset. That some of the research has shown that white clover utilize their own nitrogen from the soil and from the air, so you need less chemical nitrogen. The real challenge is white clover is a different plant. It grows as a quite different growth pattern to perennial ryegrass, so it needs a warmer soil conditions to start with. It doesn't like the start of the year, early in the year, it doesn't like it. It doesn't get going until it gets warmer.
We're talking with Dr. Enda Neville. Some of the tools that we may have in the U.S. are not here. You don't have Monensin to use in lactating dairy cows on a day-to-day basis or in beef cattle.
No, we don't have Monensin. Monensin has been disallowed many years ago under EU, again under EU regulations. So no, that's one thing that's not available to us.
You work with a product we would know in the U.S. is called Calmann or Acid Buff over here. Tell us a little bit about that and why it fits into that natural strategy.
Calmann's produced by a company called Celtic Sea Minerals, an Irish company, and distributed in the U.S. by Feedworks. It's a natural product. It's produced from calcified seaweed. Because of its marine origin, its unique properties then make it very available to the dairy cow. Most of its efficacy is at a rumen level. Traditionally, it's been used quite effectively to promote better rumen function. function, get more nutrients from the feeds that we use, get more feed efficiency. And in more recent years, we've been using it in pre-fresh, and we've getting a lot of nice data on its use in pre-fresh cows.
For dairy farmers at home who know that those two words, transition cows, can be a real challenge.
Yeah, so one of the biggest challenges of getting cows from close up into the milking herd is that dip in dry matter intake just before calving. It really nosedives, and you can see it in a lot of research around the world. And there's many strategies used to try and compensate for that energy loss by adding more energy products after calving. But one of the, I suppose, unique aspects of the research around Calmane is that it actually can increase dry matter intake just in that week before calving, or prevent that nosediving or that dip in dry matter intake, which is really neat because it can be up between 1 kilo to 2 kilos of dry matter per cow per day in that week before calving.
Tell us a little bit about the product. It comes out of the sea, right?
Yeah, so it comes from the sea. It grows in the fjords off the coast of Iceland. It has a honeycomb structure, so it contains calcium magnesium in a very soluble form, which lets it absorb a lot of the rumen acids and aid in rumen function.
You grow really great grasses here in Ireland that are very nutritious for the animal, and you have what type of milking system and feeding systems you have around that?
I suppose the average herd size in Ireland is 105 dairy cows. A lot of them are on family farms. Labour is more expensive here, so we're better off to build a good big parlour the first day and try and reduce the amount of labour we need. We get paid for milk solids. It has its challenges. Biggest limiting factor on a pasture-based system is dry matter intake. There's probably a limit to what we can do in terms of milk volumes. We try and increase milk solids. There is other strategies, or even feeding some grains in the milking parlour. So there's different strategies to try and increase our output per hectare or per acre.
Reproduction is critically important to this seasonally based herd system you've got.
Yeah, because those cows have such a short calving window and they need to have their calf before the grass growing season begins to be rebred in within 80 to 100 days after calving.
Give us a little bit of that calendar. We're hopefully calving February 1.
Yeah, so typically we'd like the cow to calve the 1st of February. We would breed her then in the 1st of May for her then to be dried off December and January, and then she calves in February and milks for the year. There's been huge focus on genetics and fertility and genetics, and if that cow doesn't go back and calf, she's usually culled from the herd, because if she doesn't calve down, she's to wait till the following season.
In County Cork, which is the largest county in Ireland, how many dairy cows?
In the last census, there's about 400,000 dairy cows just in one county alone.
Dr. Enda Neville with Celtic Sea Minerals, it has been our pleasure for you to be with us today at the University College Dublin, UCD, Lions Farm.
Pleasure to have you here, John, and hopefully we'll see you again across the pond.
I'm John Clark, traveling the Irish countryside for Feedworks USA.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Beat the Black Friday rush and shop Thanksgiving Day savings at Lowe's. For one day only, get up to 60% off online-only deals. Plus, my Lowe's Rewards members get early access to Black Friday doorbusters, like the Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $12.98. Join for free today, because Lowe's knows deals. Thanksgiving Day event, valid 11/28, only on Lowe's.com. Member-only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Only in America.
singer in a band. They just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been. Born in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue. Born in America.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Brooks and Dunn, and Only in America, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, 22 in downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, December milk steady at 1880, January up 4 to 1866, February up 2 to 1898, March milk steady at 1908. Cheese markets were steady yesterday, barrels at 164, 40-pound blocks at 169.5. One trade a barrel on the day, cash butter down 2.75 to 248.5. Three trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 139. Two trades, dry whey up 3 to 69. And one trade on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, cash cattle should trade ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday today. Feeder cattle futures continued to push higher yesterday. Support continued on the news of the restriction of cattle imports from Mexico. This supported some live cattle contracts, but the spread between feeders and lives continues to widen. Hog markets made new contract highs yesterday as traders remain bullish on the market. Cattle are called higher today and hogs are called mixed. December live cattle opens the day at 186.90, February 187.70, April 189.55. January feeder cattle open at 258.10, March 256.47, April 257.50. December hogs open at 83.10, February 88.27, April 91.57. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are mixed. Soybeans higher, wheat is lower today. Now, wheat continues to move mostly lower due to some of the strength in the dollar. Soybeans, that short covering, and also some of the strength from some of the product prices, at least yesterday, helping to continue to support the soybean markets. December corn up 1 to 421, March up 3/4 to 428 and 3/4, May up a half to 435 and 3/4, new crop 25, though, down a quarter to 430. January beans up 4 3/4 to 988 1/4. March up 4.5 to 998 1/2. May up 4 3/4 to 1013 1/4. New crop 25 up 3 1/4 to 1016. December soybean meal down 10 cents to 288. December soybean oil down 22 cents to 42.37. Chicago wheat, December down 1.5 to 538. March down 5 1/4 to 552 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, December up 3/4 to 578 1/4, March down 3 to 598 1/2. Energy markets are higher this morning. January crude oil up 26 cents to 69.03. February up 25 cents to 68.69. Meanwhile, December gas steady at 199. January up a cent to 195. Let's check out national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 368, December 371, January 374, new crop 25, 370. Cash beans 899, December 904, January 909, new crop 25, 923. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash in December corn 380, January 380, and February at 383. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in December corn 385, January 388. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 370, cash beans 903, January 908. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 375, new crop 25, 380, cash beans 898, new crop 25, 923. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 396, April 415, May 417, new crop 25, 392. Cash beans 948, April 974, May 977, new crop 25, 954. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 368, January 372, cash beans 906, January 915. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 145 to 175, market cows 60 to 118, bulls 120 to 155, calves 300 to 940, beef steers 182 to 420, Holstein steers 168 to 325. Sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 70 and down, goat markets, does 120 and down, bucks 160 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 175 to 187.50. Finished dairy steers at 165 to 173. Finished beef heifers 175 to 187.50. Market cows 94 to 117. Market bulls 126 to 149. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
You don't know right from wrong. Well, the love we had
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. Settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck. It's that country thing, you know. Yeah. Sing tonight. Oh, that's pretty, ladies.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I hate playing a game. on my door, 'cause you know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Well, there's still plenty of time to send or receive holiday gifts of perishable foods. An expert has some tips on how to do that safely. Gary Crawford has more.
Oh, it's that time of year again. Jingle bells and the giving and getting of wonderful holiday gifts.
Ah, humbug.
Oh, no, I don't want humbug. Maybe hamburger patties or any kind of food, or as a classic cartoon character Woody Woodpecker said about getting or stealing food.
Oh, boy! Food! That's my favorite dish.
Yeah, mine too. Many of us like to make food items and ship them to friends and family. This time of year, some of us have friends or relatives who order from companies, things like steaks and all kinds of perishable foods to be delivered to us, or we order to deliver to them. However,
you really have to focus on keeping the food at a safe temperature, especially if it's something raw, especially if it's perishable.
After all, we are perishable. This from Meredith Carruthers with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline, the number of which we'll give you in a minute. So let's say you are the sender of a perishable food item. Meredith says, first, cold is your friend.
Dry ice or any kind of cold source that's going to last that duration of sending is going to be really important, or making sure you're picking a shipping option that will get it there quicker and still allow it to be kept cold.
Keeping that food below 40 degrees for the entire trip to its destination, that is vital.
Because once you've hit 2 hours at room temperature, it's no longer safe.
Any bacteria in or on the food can multiply quickly and make people sick. Next, once you've packaged that food.
Right. On the package, like, contains perishables, so that way delivery people or the person receiving the package knows that it contains something that needs to be put into a safe environment.
And don't try to surprise the recipient of that food item.
Make sure your people that you're sending things to know that it's coming so they can prepare accordingly. Or if they aren't going to be there, they have somebody who can help take the package for them and get it into a safe environment.
Let's flip-flop that. Say you are the recipient of a gift or some sort of perishable food item.
First things first, you'll want to check to make sure those cold sources have still been keeping the food cold. If you receive any kind of perishables that feel warm or don't have any kind of cold sources present, we wouldn't recommend to use it because that means it most likely hasn't been kept at a safe temperature for a prolonged period of time.
Of course, sometimes you may not be sure. It feels maybe a little cool, maybe. Then what?
We really recommend trying to use a food thermometer and sticking it in the food to see what that temperature of the product is, because if it's still below 40 degrees, that means it's still safe. If it's above 40 degrees, there's a chance that it's no longer safe to use.
Don't take chances with that. And Meredith says, if there's any doubt, call the Meat and Poultry Hotline or go online to ask.usda.gov.
And we can help work through that situation with you to make sure we're keeping you as safe as possible.
Hotline number is 1-888-MP-HOTLINE, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE, or go online to ask.usda.gov. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Expect some quiet weather for the Thanksgiving Day holiday, but we'll have colder temperatures as well through the holiday weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today. Highs 28 to 33, relative humidities at 55 to 60. North winds at 5 to 8, so we'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 16 to 21. Relative humidities at 86 to 91%. Northwest winds at 5 to 9. For Thursday, cloudy, a chance of flurries, highs 24 to 29. And relative humidities at 57 to 62%. Northwest winds at 8 to 13, about 3 hours of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, highs only 15 to 20. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Monday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of flurries, highs 25 to 30. Roll the dice and save during Small Business Shake-A-Day this Saturday from 9 to noon and from 3 to 5:30 at the Cottage in downtown Durand. From home decor for the holidays to something special for mom, you'll find that special gift at the Cottage. From 9 to noon, roll the dice for extra savings. Roll 3 of a kind, receive 30% off. 4 of a kind, 40% off. And if you get 5 of a kind, 50% off any item at the Cottage. It's the Small Business Shake-A-Day this Saturday from 9 to noon and from 3 to 5:30 at the Cottage downtown Durand. Don't want to spend Thanksgiving Day cooking in the kitchen? Join the Riverside Grill and Corral Bar for Thanksgiving Day dinner from 10:45 till 3. There'll be roast turkey, baked ham, stuffing, potatoes, gravy, candy carrots, and more. Dine in or takeout is available. Reservations are requested. Call the Riverside Grill at 672-8874. 672-8874. The Thanksgiving Day dinner from 10:45 till 3 at the Riverside Grill and Corral Bar, downtown Durand.
Pygmy goats are a great pet for both rural and urban dwellers alike. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're small, mellow animals, and you can even take them for a walk as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Farm animals come in pint-sized packages. Adult pygmy goats are about the size of a medium-sized dog and are a nice fit for owners with limited space. Dory Lowell is the former business manager for the National Pygmy Goat Association and has many of the animals herself. She says the perfect pygmy goat will stand between 16 and 22 inches high at the shoulder. Its body looks like a round barrel, so much so that people often think it's pregnant. Pygmy goats can provide milk, but Lowell says because of their small size, they're mostly raised as pets and for show.
Typically, pygmy goats are a mellow type animal. They're friendly and loving little animals. We show them just like a dog on a leash. I know lots of people take their goats for walks. They learn to do that very easily, just like a dog would.
When you're not out for a stroll with your goats, they'll need a protective shelter to loaf around in. These goats are quite hardy, but don't like being out in the rain. Lowell says a 10-foot by 10-foot space is suitable for two pygmies. Pygmy goats are browsers. They prefer to nibble on twigs and leaves, and if you're not watching, they'll sneak a bite out of your flowers, too. The diet should also include a grass-type hay and a standard goat chow. Lowell says pygmies kept inside a fence are more apt to respect their boundaries than other goat breeds, but you'll have the occasional escapee.
What they will tend to do is go under fences as opposed to trying to go over because they are so short. It's amazing if they can get their head through something, they can often squeeze their whole body through it. So you want to make sure that your fences are tight to the ground and there's no dips or anything underneath them so that they can find that little spot to wiggle through and get out of.
Learn more about raising pygmy goats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.